Sup. Now, terrible audio quality as always. But I think today particularly so, right guys? Here I am. This is going to be a disgusting audio. Because I'm eating my foodsies. Right, let me tell you about this thing here. God, fasting all around the world, they're doing it. I don't know, are they doing it? Dude, I haven't eaten in 30 hours. And I've done an hour of cardio. And now my stupid ass is going bingy. Fucking reverse all that theories and shit. Anywho, we're having a good time. So nothing matters. As long as you're happy, Pooh, you can do whatever you want to, Dewey. So I might be eating like a fucking animal. And you might have to deal with that, okay? Okay? Okay. But I'll try not to talk about the food, even though it's going to be fucking amazing. Actually, I'll just eat this. And then we'll get onto some fucking content, yeah? Oh. See, it's quite a warm day. That's why you're hearing my fan. And I'm just not about not being at a prime temperature, you know? So when I'm not about something, I'll get it done and I put the fan on and it's like bobs your ankle. Oh my god. Oh my god. You should eat with me, dude. Oh my god. So this is High School 14. Let me set the scene for you. It's gonna be your mukbang episode. Let me know what you're eating. Let me know what you're eating, dude. I'm eating some chicken selects with sour cream, dude. Ah, so good. So. There I was at the top of Mount Vesuvius. And my nipple chest went to France. The chest of my nipples. Oh, I meant the treasure chest. I meant my nipples have a large fortune in Robin Hood Industries and they have a treasure chest. And that went to France. Okay, now it's your turn to talk. Okay.
Well, I kind of just like it in my ass.
That's what you sound like, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I like it in my ass too. only by the right person gets respect. Yeah. So, I hope I'm being lovable and not some kind of freakzoid. I'm having to recognize myself, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm inside of this miserable bastard, you know? Goddamn, this chicken gone good. I'm gonna die one day thanks to Mr. Ronald, but let's go for it. Oh yeah. Ronald, put your metaphorical penis in my gravestone, dude. Cause you taste so good. Not often you find me being a submissive little boy. But for you, Ronaldinho, I reckon you can do anything. And I'll be on my knees. And 2 minus 20 minus 20 minus 2 minus 20 minus 20 minus 2 minus... So anyway, let me set the scene for you.
I haven't eaten in a long time. So, that's why I'm eating right now. And then, rolling a few joints, go out to the shed, smoke one. And, drop my friend a quick message. And then, come and speak to you. And yeah, I've been doing this thing. It's very nerdy. It's some, I've already told you, but some gaming shit that I'm into, like with my friends. And they're all from different parts of Europe, so I get to meet a lot of cool people. And just meet up with them, like, at the minute, like 5 times a week we're meeting up. So my whole day's being consumed by that. Then the gym. Then work. And now it's good to just chill. You know? Take this time. And dip your chicken in your sours. I'm so sorry for all the disgusting sounds I made as well. But it's okay. I think that's natural. So Willie Bob Thornton. So Willie Bob. Willie Bob Squarepants. Mmm, that was delicious, man. Mmm. Ronald. Love you, Ronald. We do. I'm just gonna have a little burger here, and then I'll call it for the food section. We shouldn't eat before we fuck, but that might be what's going to happen. We shouldn't do something, but we will do it. Because we are naughty. Aren't we? Yeah. No, I'm Naughty Dan. No, I'm Dirty Dan. What? What are they selling? Chocolate. Mmm. Delicious. I promise the mukbang section will be over soon. Mmm. It's a chicken burger with bacon on it. A bit of lettuce. It's not too bad. It ticks all the boxes. Mmm. Yeah. I'm into that. So any hoosier, what's it? I've been listening to some new music. Just some chill stuff, like chill lo-fi and chill step, I guess. Because I wanted something that pushed me forward, but not too aggressively. You know? That's how I would describe listening to chill step. Whereas dubstep's like, takes you for a ride, and you gotta keep up. Which is its own exhilarating fun. The song it calls out, it calls itself, the dubstep one will be called like, Aurelius Master. And you're like, what does that even mean? I click the song and it's like a challenge. Like, you look at the artwork and it's like some sort of space or like Windows Movie Maker's Windows screen, like screensaver shit. Like, it's like trippy, and then, you know, it's, or it's about science or something, and you're like, you're getting challenged by this stuff, this song. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Oh. That's totally crazy. It's totally crazy, that stuff. Sorry about that. I was a bit distracted, but no longer. I just found out a cool trick. I'm having a milkshake from McDonald's. Because I fucking deserve it, sister. And the straw went wet, so I put it back inside out. Not inside out. Shit, you can't. No, I didn't turn it. I turned it upside down. And did the hokey pokey with it. And shoved it down where you think like I believe in. No? It's very thick. Got that molasses taste to it. And that's all I've ever wanted in a woman. She thick like molasses. She thick like molasses, son. Hell yeah. No, she thick like molasses. Like, why is it not racist for me to do American accents? Because, I don't know. Excuse me, that was just, oh my god. That was a lot of pent up liquid. So don't say that, Will, you fucking idiot. Don't have a go at yourself, Will. You know? I forgot the main point, but yeah. I'm sure you got there somehow or another. Oh yeah, racism. Huh. Great podcast topic. Next topic. What the fuck are you talking about, Will? We were hanging on every word about your namey, like, your opinions on race. Ah. Well, it's quite simple. Love thy brother unto thy other mother. And that's all there is to it. Yes, delivering in some work, bit of punctuation or something, but yes. I always say love thy brother no matter what their cover, you know? Love thy brother no matter what their cover. I always cover my brother and come, I do. I blast him with my fucking hose pipe. I get my knob out and I slomp it away with my fucking hands. And I'm like all up on it like a fucking volleyball. And they're like, you ever seen those strong men lift those Olympic balls of stone? That's what I'm like with my cock. I'm like, basically you have to squat midair and like try and get it off your knees. That's what I'm trying to do with my cock because it's so big. I right my massive cock. I can't remember why I was saying I got a massive cock and I'm from the south. Oh, stranger things have happened down here. I actually went to stay in a cottage once with my dad when I was younger in South England. And have you guys ever heard of the Nick Frost and Simon Pegg? It's like the ginger guy and the larger black-haired guy, and they're like a dynamic duo, you know, kind of like Ricky Gervais and Stephen Grant were, but like they're in loads of films together. I stayed in their cottage, not their cottage, but a cottage that they were in once. Cool story. When they were actually filming Hot Fuzz, which is it's quite a cool classic actually, in England. Hot Fuzz, write it down. It's I don't know, it's a fun film and you'll recognise some actors in it actually. So, enjoy. So yeah. So what's been new with you, Han? Han Solo? What's been new with you? I've just been chilling out a bit more than usual and it feels pretty good. Pretty good, actually. Shit in my pants and
I'm shitting my pants and I'm shitting my pants and I'm shitting high on fucking. That is so good. That is so fucking good, dude. Chocolate milkshake. Do you ever get those guys or girls come along and they say a word just different and they keep it up for their entire life, actually? I'm probably like that with a certain word. And actually, you guys would maybe know what kind of words I... You're like, it's weird when he says that word. You don't sound like that, but I'm going to pretend you do. Because he always says that word like this. He says, Lyman, when he meant to say lemon. I don't think I've ever said lemon. But there you go. You heard it here first. Literally. What would a lemon milkshake taste like? It'd have to be like lemon meringue pie, you know, sweet lemonade. That could be good, you know. Lemonade's good, and it's good when it's sweet. Wonder if anyone drinks sour lemonade. Because there's got to be some little town that's crazy enough to lie to themselves, where they're like, well, we're kind of the biggest exporters of lemons. And also, we really love the taste of them. It's no coincidence. Would you defend that you enjoy the taste of lemons on national TV? I would. I'm a lemon defender. You don't sprinkle any sugar on your lemon. Are you sure? What am I getting at here? Well, what are you freaking going on about, man? You look like a stupid stud. So anyway, oh yes. I've been doing some exercising, so I did an hour cardio on an empty stomach, and then I just refilled my belly right now. It feels pretty good, I won't lie. It feels pretty good. And I'm just jamming out with my wang out, and it's all good. It's all good. You know? Just... So, you're right, there I was, just making a podcast, and suddenly a big meteor comes out of nowhere and saves my life from embarrassment. You're not embarrassing yourself. Well, stop. You're doing so good. You're doing so good. You're doing amazing. You're doing amazing, queener. Are you the queener? Now I'm gonna eat my fucking dinner now. If that's alright with you, and that's alright with me, and that's alright with SpongeBob Salad over there. You know SpongeBob Salad? I know him. Oh, he's a right little potato. What's with me, man, and doing this voice today? Hey. You know what I mean? It's kind of an interesting one. I wish you were this milkshake and I could just slurp you up. Is that... Wow. That's not a kink you want to go to. Well, no thank you. Probably bad idea, bro. There it goes. There she goes. Wait. Have you noticed? If you've seen my face, I have black man lips. Have you noticed that? I have these thick ass lips, dude. You must like that. Is that hot, you know? It would be so nice against your pussy, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Will. You're gonna have to fucking take care of someone, aren't you? Will? You've got some fucking to do now. Oh, here we go. I just realized, I feel like I'm making this podcast for my future person, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm having so much fun speaking to you. I just want you to know that. And my cock is so hard thinking about you. My cock's just fucking hard right now, and if... Like, there's so much nice feeling in my hand, it's fitting so good, it's happy to be awoken right now, thinking of you. Being a very well-behaved woman. Waiting. And taking my cock. Soon. You with me? Oh, I really want to dick you so badly. It's just not fair. You'd be so happy on the end of this thing. I'm gonna talk a bit more seriously, baby. No. Listen. Well, not seriously. Seriously. Excuse me. What are you doing? You gonna keep that pussy to yourself forever, are you? How fucking fair would that be? Not very fair, would it? Give me a bit. I'll take all of it. I do want... Just give me a bit, though. You know? Give me a bit, please. It looks so good. Give me a bit. Can I have a bite of that? Right now. Story time. Is it story time? Show some stories, baby. Me and you. Behave yourself for me. Please. You sure? Nice. What do you want me to do for you then? Baby. What are you gonna do with that pussy, babe? Maybe you want to be fucked. Missionary today. Want to lay on your back? Get your legs open for me. Oh my god, look at you. Look at you. Look at your soul. I'd have no mercy. I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to grab you. And stop fucking splitting you in half with my cock, baby. Yeah. Oh, I have to drag you to the edge of the bed and just fucking dick you. Look down at you. That perfect face. Can I have some of that? Can I have some of that pussy, please? Oh.
please can I have some of that? So let's do a little story, shall we, Andy? Do you do a little story? Yeah. We can do a little story now, baby, okay? Yeah? You sure? You sure? Good. Listen to me. Let's imagine that you're a princess, okay? And you can be a quiet, shy princess who doesn't get involved, or you can be a princess that rules their kingdom, or somewhere in between. Whatever you want. And I'm gonna be a knight. I'm gonna be your loyal knight. Always there for you. One day I hear you scream out in your room, and it'll be like you saw an insect or something. And I rush in, because I'm standing outside your room guarding you. And then, in this fantasy, you're going to invite me to stay. So don't go anywhere, Sir Will. If you could just sit there while I try and fall asleep or something. And I'll sit there and watch you. Sit there and kneel over, like bend over, hunch over on my knees. No, hunch over like elbows on knees and stare at you, and you'll be in this grand bed in your nice nightgown, rolling around under the sheets trying to fall asleep. But your eyes keep drifting my way and opening and like fluttering your eyelashes at me, and you don't really realise you're doing it. You just can't help but watch me watch you and feel so safe. You're fluttering your eyelashes at me, it's like a signal, but you don't even know it. I'm really, really wanting to stand up and come and fuck the hell out of you, but I've way too much honour that I can't do it. But then you get up and sit on the edge of the bed, and then you say to me, do I know any stories? So I come and sit beside you, and now the seduction's kind of begun. I sit beside you, put my arm around you, and look in your eyes and say, there's a story about a princess. She got taken care of in the best way ever by the most person who's been loyal to her for her entire life, and most of his life. And then I'll just fuck you right there on the bed. I'll just lay you down so good. And everything will be so strong and delicate at the same time, just perfect, controlled fucking by your knight. And you get put to sleep, and you wake up to see him still staring at you from that desk chair. Imagine the way I'll kiss your temple and lay you down and tell you it's okay, my queen, my princess. And put your legs up in the air and I'll cuddle you into yourself and kiss you all over and smother you. Just be pulling away all your curves and chewing on every tasty thing I can find. Before I get on top of you, properly mount, aim that cock in you, and just instantly overwhelm you with the sheer size of it, the sheer feel, the power it went in, and how the shape of it just tickled so good. And it was only the first time it went in, and then it comes in over and over, and he's itching you in the perfect spot while he's kissing your neck and telling you the sweetest things in the world. Telling you how happy he is to serve you, and he would never let any unworthy man get close to you. But now he's the worthy man, And he takes you because he deserves you. And he fucks you so good. Yeah, he's grabbing hold of your waist and he's just fucking away and watching you. And he's not really your servant, he's kind of becoming your god, because he's protected you in every single way. And now he's doing it in this way. He's like key to your survival, this man. Isn't that sweet? Okay, let's do something a bit more naughty, shall we? Another story. Let's say you're in a bar and you are your prettiest outfit, nice makeup, everything. You're just hanging out and you're quiet. You're being quiet. Maybe you're with a friend, but like the conversation isn't really flowing that well with them, you know? And they kind of maybe get talking to someone, or they're distracted for a few moments, and I spot you, and I come over and say, I'll say something like, you look happy, and I don't mean it in either way, I just want to see how you respond, but I get your attention a little bit, and then I say, what brings you here? And you just answer me out of courtesy, you know, just like, I'm just having drinks with a friend. And I'm like, would you rather have drinks with someone who's actually interesting? And you say, yeah. And then you come with me, take a little bit of a gamble. And we sit at a table in the back where it's a bit quieter, but we can still sort of survey the arena and see everyone. And but we're not now, we're kind of away from the dance floor, and we're going to a private little place in this bar. It's quite a fancy place. And I speak to you and I ask about you, and I say, you're really beautiful. And you say, yeah, and maybe it's going to be harder to crack than me just complimenting you and taking you home. Maybe I say, look, I'll do a dance for you in front of everyone for the entirety of the next song, if you'll give me a kiss on the cheek. And maybe I'll do it, I'll dance for you, and it's pretty good moves. You'll be like, this is my sexual display almost of how I can move my body. And let's say the inhibitions are really, really gone because of all the alcohol and the good vibes and everything. And I'm dancing very good. And maybe you just come and join me. And we're just smiling and giggling and laughing on the dance floor. And we kiss. And there's nothing more to be said. You come, but I will be saying it. You come home with me in my car, drive back to my, well, we probably don't drive. Let's imagine it's a bit fancy and there's a, maybe we're at a holiday resort, whatever you want, but we drive back to a hotel room, like, because of the, we have a driver, or maybe I'm rich. And we go back upstairs. Let's just enjoy the fancy of it. We go upstairs into my nice apartment and our clothes get stripped away rather quickly. And there's this big open-ended couch like you would see in pornos, to be honest. And you get laid down onto it. And it's the perfect shape and size for you to crawl around on, but still be very trapped from the inside. When I approach you and grab you and pin you down, and I'll have so much height and distance to work with how I want to fuck you, baby, on that couch. Be the perfect couch for it. You'll be all comfy, and I'll get my hands on you and properly pin you down, and I'll start kissing your neck very passionately, like overwhelming you, getting your breath rising your breath. And all the while I'm basically groping you from under your thigh and into your pants, and like scratching softly with my fingertips all over your body, and then giving your the giving your lower back a good squeeze, just because I can. I'm just like showing you like you're a piece of delicious meat to me that I'm enjoying. You're fucking delicious. And now I am chewing away at you, kissing you passionately all over. And you've just been so spoiled, haven't you? Yeah. Just been so taken care of and whisked away by a gentleman. And then he does the most gentlemanly thing. He gets his cock out. I get my fucking fat cock out, pin you down, and watch you for the first time you feel it go inside of you. And it's just so good the way you gasp and you realize how good it is. And you're like, and then you just get it over and over, just nice and softly first. It's just like, and you're just really enjoying it at a comfortable pace. It's poking so good. And like, the thought of everything as well. And all the shape of it, and so good for you, isn't it, baby? The way he's fucking you. And then he'll get faster and faster, and he'll use you and show you what a true orgasm is. The way he'll just take over your body. I'll take over your body with my strength. It'll be mine to use. You deserve it so much to be spoiled. Baby. Let's try another fantasy, okay? Let's imagine we're students living in neighboring apartments. We keep going outside when it's raining. Maybe we smoke. I don't smoke personally. Maybe you do. Maybe you have done in the past. And we go outside and we keep running into each other and we start talking. Daily, you know, a little bit like. And one night I go out there and it's like 11 p.m. and it's raining. And then you step outside as well. And you don't notice me at first. It's like a balcony, you can sort of lean over or something. And then I say hello. And you kind of smile and you look very cute. And then I say, I really like the rain. And you say, me too. So, and then we get talking about, maybe you can hear music coming from my apartment and you recognize the band, or you ask what it is. And I said, look, I could show you if you want. Like, because it's some of my favorite, like, underground shit. And like, you come inside. And we get talking, and you get cozy. And then at some point, I'm going to ask you, did you lock your front door, by the way? Because we've been in it quite a while, just chatting. I won't want you to, like, leave your door unlocked. So you go and unlock it. No, so you go and lock it, and as you're leaving, it's kind of awkward. There's kind of this question about whether you'll be coming back, but you literally come back in 3 seconds. You come back inside and smiling and being awkward, and then you sit down next to me again and we carry on chatting, and like there's a different look in our eyes because we realize like we've signed up for something now. And then we have a little kiss and it's very gentle, and we just put our hands on each other's hand, you know, it's cute. We run our fingertips through each other's hands, maybe. Is that nice? And then I say, oh, if you want, I can give you my CD of that music, or I can send you some links later. And you say, oh yeah, I would really like that. Should I add you on Facebook then? I'm like, yeah, have my number as well. And you know, let's go for food sometime. I haven't got any friends in this city, you know. And you're like, yeah, I'm free tomorrow. Maybe it starts like that. It's quite innocent and cute, you know. And then the next day rolls around, and I see you, like, whilst I'm in town, we run into each other, and we're both actually in a super good mood, smiling and everything. And what happens is, we're just buzzing off the interaction, and we're basically both getting, buying outfits to meet up tonight. And they're nothing too fancy, it's just like we wanted to buy something for the occasion. And like, maybe we don't notice it till we get to the restaurant in the evening, but you bought something really nice that I saw in your bag, or I kind of figured out, we kind of both figured it out. And like, we ask each other, like, oh, what were you doing in town earlier when we're at the restaurant? And then it's like, oh, I was doing this, I was buying some outfit, and oh, is it this one you're wearing? And then we're like, oh, so we're both doing that, and it's kind of a cute acceptance, you know. And then we're having this nice dinner, everything's going well, and then maybe it's even more crazy where like our favourite bands are the same, or like our favourite movies are like very close, our favourite TV shows, and like it's oddly good how everything lines up. It's kind of stupid, you know, how perfect it is, but it happens, you know. And we just feel so comfy together that it's like when we're leaving the restaurant, it's just like, so you're coming back to mine then? That's all I have to say to you, you're coming back to my place. And you're like, yeah, I'm coming back to your place. So we go back to my place again. And like, you already feel so comfortable when you like enter, you like sit in the exact same spot you sat in before. Do you know what I mean? Like, sorry, I moved the fan away now. And like, you do it in such a cozy way, your body language is so relaxed. And like, I don't even presume that I'm having sex with you or anything. I go into the kitchen and make you a drink, and then like, I start getting quite, I feel like you're releasing some kind of pheromone or something, because I sit like, I don't know, away from you, and I'm staring at you, and your eyes are very like pulling me in, and I don't know what it is, but I'll come and I'll take the signal, I'll take the feeling, and I'll come and sit next to you. Like, oh, can you shuffle over? I'll sit next to you if you don't mind. So you smile and say yeah. And then we're still talking, and it's kind of cute now. And you feel like you've been validated, like, because you didn't know how, like, you're not sure either, because I didn't immediately kiss you as we entered the building or anything. But now you know that I want to be closer to you physically. And I'm just being very careful. And I'm just being very careful that I'm tender with you, and I'm not over pushing any boundaries, because I don't want to ruin it. So then, what do I do? Put my hand, like, just slip it. You just start feeling it on your lower back. And it feels good. For me, at least. Like, oh my god. And then I start cupping your hip. And like, looking quite close in your face and turning as we're doing stuff. Maybe we're just looking at photos or fucking watching a movie, and like keep looking at each other to talk about something, like an actor or something. And then you feel my hand like kind of rubbing your hip. And then you feel it slide down your pants. From behind. And just starts pulling away at your cheeks. tormenting your pussy, like, because your ass is attached, and it's like waking it up, you know, and it's tormenting you, but it's making you feel so cared for. And then I'll just actually be very brash and move my hand around you, around your hip and into the front of you. Start digging away into your inner thigh until I finally scoop up a bit of your pussy juice when I dig my finger into you and I pull it out and I look at it and I just drink it in front of you. I don't suck it, I just devour it. It's just gone without hesitation. And then we kiss. And then I have to lay you down and start spoiling you. Start mounting you, kissing you all over, enjoying your body, enjoying all that soft flesh. Kissing your tits and your shoulders and the sides of your belly. And your hips and your inner thighs. All before just getting into a nice position on top of you. Get my cock ready for entrance in you. You're feeling all fucking buttered up and floating, and now you're about to get penetrated as well. I grab your neck with my hand, the back of your neck, and I push my head against you and I kiss you and I say, "You with me, baby? You ready?" Yeah? Good. And I just press inside of you. Do you like it? It's a good bit. Over and over, just fucking you good. Watching you deep in the eyes. Yeah. So good, isn't it, baby? Would you like another story? Another story, baby, shall we? Just gonna have a little drink here. I want you to imagine that you're on a train and there's a super fucking hot guy, and it's me, if you want it to be. Maybe it's actually me. Maybe it's me. It is me. I'm super hot, and I'm sitting across from you, and you're just very horny this day, and it seems a bit unrealistic, but I just start, like, kind of poking you with my foot, and I get you to make eye contact with me for an extended period of time, and I say something like, "Oh, sorry, didn't mean to do that." And you just wink and smile at me. No, you won't do that. you'll just kind of laugh it off or whatever. And then I'll do it again, like a tiny bit harder, so it's definitely obvious now. Yeah. And then what will happen is the conductor will come round and try and get our tickets. We're on the train. And I'll take my hand out and say, I'll put my ticket in your hand as we hold hands, like for a millisecond, you know. I'll say, "Oh, my wife's got both tickets," and I point to you. And you're not actually my wife, but you hand over the tickets to the conductor, and then you kind of smile and blush and everything. And then I ask where you're getting off. And you get off at the next stop, and then I get off too. And I kind of follow you for 30 seconds. And then I kind of shout at you and say, "Hey, I don't know where I am really, but I had some idea. I wondered if you haven't had anything to eat tonight. I could take you out somewhere. And I'm just in the same outfit. I don't have anything on me. I just don't have any luggage or anything. And you kind of go along with it. And I take you out, pay for dinner and everything. And you let me back into your home at the end of the day. And I take you to your bed. And I own that bed like it's my own. And I'm quite rough with you, baby. I'm slapping you around. I can spit on you if you want. I can scratch you. I can growl at you. I can shout at you. I fucking shout at you. I slap you around a bit. And rough you up. But all while you are getting dicked so good. You're getting that fucking dick that you love. Just so good while you're getting bullied. And I'm only bullying you because I'm just... You know I'm doing it. You know I'm doing it. You know I'm doing it, baby. Do you like that? Laying on you on your side and you're just like... Being held so perfectly and pounded into so... Just the right strength. And the dick's splitting you in half a little bit. But it feels so good. And then I just spit on my thumb and fucking rub it on your asshole and just wake you up. And then just start, my dick seems to grow half an inch and get even thicker and swollen. And then just fucking starts jabbing you even better in a more cozy way. And you curl your legs up and then it starts poking in different part of your belly and you're just so happy and cozy. And then I'm going to ask you to come on my cock. I am. You're going to come for me now. You're gonna come on my cock, that's it. That's it. No, no, we're gonna count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, wait. 1, go. Come on my cock, there you go. There you go, honey, there you go. There you go, make a fucking good mess, there you go. And that cock just was so good for you, honey, didn't it? Yeah. There you go, look at you. Oh, baby. You did so good. Oh, you did such a good mess for me. Oh, God. One day. Oh, my God. One day I'll have that fucking pussy. So, baby. Hope you've enjoyed this. And I know it's been all over the place, but... Please validate me. And say... Trains.